One. Pedaling fast, fast, fast. This is the moment. One of those movie moments you never think is going to happen to you, but then it happens to you. And now it's here. Pedaling fast, fast, fast. This is my only chance to stop it. This is the place where it looks like everything is gonna go horribly wrong, and there's no hope. But then because it's a movie, there is hope after all, and there is a surprise that changes everything, and everyone breathes a sigh of relief, and everybody gets to go home and feel good about themselves, and maybe fall asleep in the car. Pedaling fast, fast, fast. This is the moment. This is the moment I get to remember for the rest of my nights, and my days, and my looking at the ceiling. Over that hill, and down the next, through those trees, and past the school. Pedaling fast, fast, fast. This is the moment. By the time I get there, you can see the lights going blue, red, white, blue, red, white, blue, red, white. Little circles diced up in sirens, and you think you can stop it, but of course you can't. How could you ever think you could? Pedaling fast, fast, fast. This is the moment. This is the moment. And it's too late. Two. You're never gonna believe what happened. Okay, let's just start from the beginning. Logan McDonough's dad bought him a moped. That was the first thing. Let's say Logan had showed up first thing, first day of school, 10th grade, at Pound High School, Lincoln, Nebraska, having never ever set foot here before, on his black moped, in his black mod outfit, with his black mod haircut. He would have been a hit. Even Becky Vilhauer, a.k.a. number one most popular girl in the school, a.k.a. Darth Vader, would have swooned. But he had been here before, in 9th grade, when he was a nerd. So you can see how his actions were totally illegal. You can't just decide somewhere between May and August that you're going to change your whole identity, jump from geek to cool kid, get a jet black haircut, peg your jet black jeans, lose 20 pounds, and drive a Vespa. No way. That is totally against the rules, and everybody knows it. The audacity. Becky Vilhauer was not having it. I know, because she was right there next to me when he pulled up to school, and you should have seen her jaw drop. She was pissed. If you're wondering what I was doing standing right there next to Becky, aka the dark side of the Force, it's because I am number three in the pecking order around here. I have no hope for rising above my station, and I will explain why later. But number three is where I will always be, and, as I am constantly reminded, I am lucky to be here. Between number one and number three is Shelley Schroeder. Number two. She's my best friend, even though she's kind of a slut. She told me something I immediately wanted to unhear, and now I'm gonna tell you, and you too will immediately want to unhear it. She makes out and even does the old in and out with the high school rockers. Like, a lot. One time she told me Rusty Beck told her she has the biggest pussy he's ever fucked. Yep, try to unhear that. No siree, you cannot. By the way, she told me this like it was a compliment. I didn't have the heart to tell her. I'm pretty sure that wasn't going to get her a date to the prom. I like Shelley, but it's kind of weird how she draws on her eyeliner. She kind of just circles both her eyes, so you just get these two black almonds staring at you all the time. Imploringly. There's definitely something about Shelley's look that makes you feel like you're always supposed to help her out in some way. I guess that's why those rocker guys are always helping her out of her clothes. Okay, so the reason why I'm number three and can never even hope to dream of being number two or number one is because my dad is Romanian and looks like Count Chocula. Seriously, he looks like a vampire. Never mind that we never see him, and that he lives half the time in Princeton and half the time in Romania. That doesn't matter. All that matters is that he left me with a weird last name, Dragomir. And to seal the deal, an even weirder first name, Annika. Annika Dragomir. So, you see, there is no hope. You try going to a school of Jennies and Sherrys and Julies with a name like Annika Dragomir. Go ahead. I dare you. But right now, that's not the story. Right now, no one can believe how Logan drives up to the front school steps like a total baller. And even better, he doesn't even acknowledge Becky Vilhauer when she scoffs at him on his new moped. So what? Now he's a nerd on wheels. And this is what's so weird about the whole thing. Even Shelley notices, which she tells me later on our endless, seriously, endless, like we should be put in child protective services endless, walk home from school. Logan doesn't notice what Becky says because he's not even looking at Becky. And he's not looking at Shelley either. No, no. Logan McDonough, nerdball turned goth romance hero, is looking directly and only at me.